The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 202. Welcome. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I hope you're having a great week. Today we'll read Romans 8, and our translation is the New Life Version. Let's begin. Romans chapter 8. Now because of this, those who belong to Christ will not suffer the punishment of sin. The power of the Holy Spirit has made me free from the power of sin and death. This power is mine because I belong to Christ Jesus. The law could not make me free from the power of sin and death. It was weak because it had to work with weak human beings. But God sent His own Son. He came to earth in a body of flesh, which could be tempted to sin as we in our bodies can be. He gave Himself to take away sin. By doing that, He took away the power sin had over us. In that way, Jesus did for us what the law said had to be done. We do not do what our sinful old selves tell us to do anymore. Now we do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Those who let their sinful old selves tell them what to do live under that power of their sinful old selves. But those who let the Holy Spirit tell them what to do are under His power. If your sinful old self is the boss over your mind, it leads to death. But if the Holy Spirit is the boss over your mind, it leads to life and peace. The mind that thinks only of ways to please the sinful old self is fighting against God. It is not able to obey God's law. It never can. Those who do what their sinful old selves want to do cannot please God. But you are not doing what your sinful old selves want you to do. You are doing what the Holy Spirit tells you to do if you have God's Spirit living in you. No one belongs to Christ if he does not have Christ's Spirit in him. If Christ is in you, your spirit lives because you are right with God, and yet your body is dead because of sin. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. If the same Holy Spirit lives in you, he will give life to your bodies in the same way. So then, Christian brothers, we are not to do what our sinful old selves want us to do. If you do what your sinful old selves want you to do, you will die in sin. But if, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you destroy those actions to which the body can be led, you will have life. All those who are led by the Holy Spirit are sons of God. You should not act like people who are owned by someone. They are always afraid. Instead, the Holy Spirit makes us His sons, and we can call to Him, "My Father." For the Holy Spirit speaks to us and tells our spirit that we are children of God. If we are children of God, we will receive everything He has promised us. We will share with Christ all the things God has given to Him. But we must share His suffering if we are to share His shining greatness. I'm sure that our suffering now cannot be compared to the shining greatness that He is going to give us. Everything that has been made in the world is waiting for the day when God will make His sons known. Everything that has been made in this world is weak. It is not that the world wanted it to be that way. God allowed it to be that way. Yet there is hope. Everything that has been made in the world will be set free from the power that can destroy. These will become free just as the children of God become free. We know that everything on the earth cries out with pain in the same as a woman giving birth to a child. We also cry inside ourselves, even we who have received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the first of God's gifts to us. We are waiting to become His complete sons when our bodies are made free. We were saved with this hope ahead of us. Now, hope means we are waiting for something we do not have. How can a man hope for something he already has? But if we hope for something we do not yet see, we must learn how to wait for it. In the same way, the Holy Spirit helps us where we are weak. We do not know how to pray or what we should pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays to God for us with sounds that cannot be put into words. God knows the hearts of men. He knows what the Holy Spirit is thinking. The Holy Spirit prays for those who belong to Christ the way God wants Him to pray. We know that God makes all things work together for the good of those who love Him and are chosen to be a part of His plan. God knew from the beginning who would put their trust in Him, so He chose them and made them to be like His Son. Christ was first, and all those who belong to God are His brothers. He called to himself also those he chose. Those he called, he made right with himself. Then he shared his shining greatness with those he made right with himself. What can we say about all these things? Since God is for us, who can be against us? God did not keep his own Son for himself, but gave him for us all. Then with his Son, will he not give us all things? Who can say anything against the people God has chosen? It is God who says they are right with himself. Who then can say we are guilty? It was Christ Jesus who died. He was raised from the dead. He is on the right side of God, praying to him for us. Who can keep us away from the love of Christ? Can trouble or problems? Can suffering wrong from others or having no food? Can it be because of no clothes or because of danger or war? The Holy Writings say, because of belonging to Jesus, we are in danger of being killed all day long. We are thought of as sheep that are ready to be killed. But we have power over all these things through Jesus who loves us so much. For I know that nothing can keep us from the love of God. Death cannot. Life cannot. Angels cannot. Leaders cannot. Any other power cannot. Hard things now or in the future cannot. The world above or the world below cannot. Any other living thing cannot keep us away from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. Our chapter, Romans 8, begins with the words, "Now, because of this." So you have to ask yourself, because of what? The Apostle Paul is continuing his thoughts from the previous chapter, where he spoke of the conflict we have with our new nature that has been made possible because of God's grace, and the fallen nature of our flesh. The chapter ended with the words, "I thank God I can be free through Jesus Christ our Lord." And so, because of this, and I'm now quoting the rest of the opening sentence of chapter 8, those who belong to Christ will not suffer the punishment of sin. Or as the King James puts it, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Think of it. Paul just got done saying that the things he does not want to do, he does, and the things he does want to do, he does not do. So in other words, he still sins. But because of what Jesus accomplished with his death on the cross and his subsequent resurrection, we who are his will not suffer the punishment of sin. Why? Because he took our sins upon himself and paid the price. And so, righteousness is accounted to us. And the entire chapter elaborates on this beautiful and awesome truth. Hey, why don't you write to me? Tell me your thoughts and ask me any questions you might have. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. You can also leave a comment on the show notes page at Lifespring Media. Just search for the entry for this episode, number 202. Thank you so much for being here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.